Salisbury, brother. Sunnyside. Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 9th, 1898. Dear Brother Salisbury, I have just been talking to Marion in regard to matter of gifts and offerings. The holidays were approaching. We were called to Queensland, and every specification was not given by me, but henceforth understood. When I send matter to be published, do not wait to write letters, and hesitate when there is not a moment to lose. Be assured that you need not have so great a stock of unbelief on hand to consult and cherish. I send you nothing but what I know the people need, and if they did not need the matter, God would not lay the burden on my mind to do this without delay. I am getting very much tired of your fears and lack of faith, and the hindrance of the work in consequence. I am heartsick and sad, and now understand, please, to use the matter I send to you without any questioning. You could get out a small number, as you please, according to your own judgment, as to how extensive you would have them go. Put a price on the work and cost of paper just as you wish, and as you are so fearful of handling a good thing, because you cannot have the assurance of particular profits by human foresight, if you could see the aftersight, you would be better satisfied. But I have not been educated to move in this way. When I send you articles to be printed, I want them without delay, without written agreement, and without special directions, which cannot always be given. If I had waited for this in all my movements, I should have displeased God. Set a price on the matter published, to cover expense. State things. If the people do not think it worth paying for, let them have it for nothing. I will settle the bills. But let them go where they are needed. You may not always be able to discern the influence of such appeals upon human hearts, and how many hearts are made to feel their past neglect, and then to do their work intelligently, bringing in their free will offerings and their tithes at the right time. But if there is a delay in this matter, it is because of your unbelief, and you need the divine quickening of the Holy Spirit of God. I now will say, I will settle all that is lacking of means. You do not receive from the ones to whom you send, with the price. The Lord is not pleased with the want of faith that is manifested by any of our people who have had the experience you have had. A great work is to be done. And I understand how many appeals are to be made, and if it should be on reckoning the outlay of a few pounds, then the hearts moved to liberality, to awaken to a sense of their duty, would certainly respond in various ways that they would not have done were it not for these appeals the Lord bids me make. But never delay 1 hour when I send you manuscript to be used for the good of the Lord's people. You need not send even for letters of explanations. It is enough if I request it to be done, or Willie requests it to be done. If we become narrow in our ideas, then we shall realize no liberal things, but things just in accordance with our constricted ideas and plans. The Lord wants you to enlarge, to broaden, to have some faith in God, in much hope in God.